Hit start recording. All right, everyone. Thanks, Andrew, for the great talk. Super cool. So now we have the live Q&A with Andrew. Folks, you can start by asking your questions on the pad. And we'll also open up this Speakable Button room in a few minutes for folks who want to join here and ask questions here directly to Andrew. Thanks again, and take it away, Andrew.
Okay, thank you. Let's start from pad questions. The first one, do I use this to have multiple configs running side by side for diff comparison? Actually, I have two configurations primary here. The first one is my main configuration for the whole environment, which manages all the .dot files. And the second one is virtual env-like. It creates a new shell with some environment variables set inside it, and it includes Emacs load pass and other things to make Emacs able to explore packages inside this small environment. And it removes all unnecessary environment variables which pollutes the environment. So we have quite small scope on which only Emacs and few other packages are available. And as you saw at the end of the talk, it was the example of such small environment where I set up Emacs and all the dependencies from ground up. And actually the similar thing I use for development of my projects. I have per project environments made in the same way, but usually I use my primary Emacs instance. But sometimes it can be kind of mixed. I have a few talks on my YouTube channel, and you can check them out to get more information about it.
One quick request, Andrew. People are saying if you could maybe speak up a little bit more so that they could hear you better, that would be great.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
The second question. Are you using Gix system or Gix on top of another distro? If system, any tips? I tried Gix system, but found getting started was very difficult due to lacking Wi-Fi firmware and incomplete documentation. Personally, I use Gix system, Gix home, Gix as a package manager, and also as a deployment tool for a few services. I started from very basic setup where I didn't have anything and build it piece by piece, including building Gix home project. So yeah, I use Gix system and all the things. And talking about Wi-Fi, first option is to buy Wi-Fi adapter, which doesn't require proprietary firmware. Another option is finding the firmware and installing it. So it's up to you. Everything actually is relatively easy, and you can relatively easy find the way to do it. The third question. One of the issues I have had managing Emacs packages with Gix is a conflict between Gix package ethos read-only and the Emacs package ethos hackable in real time. Any suggestions to resolve this? Yes, I have suggestions to resolve this. Actually, it's true. Everything which is in GNU store is read-only. Everything which is built with Gix is almost set in stone, and you can't edit it in real time. But what I do, can I share my screen? 1 second. I will press a few buttons, and I hope you will see it soon. Or maybe not so soon. What I basically do, I take parts of the ELISP and I have them inside my scheme file that I use to define my home environment and other things. I don't know. Oh, okay. See it. For example, here, this part is a scheme code, but this part is pure ELISP code. And I can use a indirect region and use Emacs Lisp mod here. I will edit the parts and see effect. And then I'm fine with all the edits I did here. For example, I can evaluate this form using Ctrl X, Ctrl E, and so on. And when I'm good with the results, I can just save it and rebuild my whole home environment and see it on a fresh Emacs instance load from the new configuration and see if everything works here as well. So it's a little less interactive than usual Emacs configuration, but still works quite well. The question, what is next for RD? Actually, I have short-term plans and a little more long-term plans. Short-term plan is to make a first release by the end of this year. And this release, actually, RD is quite usable currently, but there's no much documentation and not so much examples. So I would like to prepare documentation, getting started guide, live CD that you can use and for exploration purpose and for installation. And also I would like to find one or two maintainers which will help with upcoming patches, because it's already at least a few people who use it on a daily basis, and they send a lot of patches, and sometimes I have a hard time keeping up with the speed of creating patches. So the short-term plans is to make a first release by the end of the year. The long-term plans we can discuss later, I think, and I will share them in RD announce mailing list. Okay, I think that's it for patrons. Let me check RC. I have okay. It seems that I answered all questions that I found. Let me know if something appears.
Cool, thanks, Andrew. And yeah, I think we still have over 10 minutes, like maybe 12 minutes or so of live Q&A time on the stream. So if people still have more questions, please feel free to either add them on the pad, or I think you should now also be able to join this big blue button room to ask directly.
Okay, I see one more question, but I'm not sure what does it mean. Do you use Emacs without this? If so, for what purpose, and how does it feel compared to RD? Okay, it's a question in general. No, I don't use Emacs without RD. Actually, all the Emacs configurations I use is based on RD and built from that. There's a way to add almost everything you have in your basic Emacs configuration to your RD Emacs configuration by creating a file in your usual .config/emacsd directory and loading it from your init el directory. So you actually can have a very usual Emacs configuration workflow in addition to RD. But I don't use it because it's not a reproducible way to do things, because such workflow means that I need to install packages separately somehow, either with Gix install or maybe some other package manager, or maybe with package manager like package AL or straight AL. And it doesn't work well in long term, because if I move such configuration, which partially RD and partially usual Emacs configuration, it will break on the new machine, or maybe somewhere else where I would like to move this configuration later. Okay, we have a last slot for Q and A in the pod. Thank you everyone for joining this talk. It was a pleasure to interact with you. I will be here for at least an hour or so before I will go preparing to sleep. So you can reach me by email rc here in big blue button or some other way probably. Are there any plans to push things from RD to Geek's main channel? Actually, I have a commit access to Geek's and I try to upstream everything that can be beneficial for both RD and Geek's to Geek's and use it from the upstream. But sometimes on some question, we didn't reach an agreement, or sometimes it's much easier to implement it in a more rapid way, which probably I wouldn't like to add to Geek's because it will require too much time trying to fit to some Geek's. So I keep it only in RD, but the things that I see beneficial for both projects, I try to share and to move them to Geek's.
Sounds great. And another reminder for the folks that you can join Big Blue Button also directly if you want to type your questions into chat here or just ask them over mic or with a microphone, you can do that as well. I think we still have about actually 10 or 12 more minutes. I think I underestimated what we had. So yeah, we still have plenty of time for questions.
Added one more slot for Q&A in case someone would like to fill it.
Thanks.
How difficult is to add support for new packages to Geek's? Have you found that's burdensome versus package L or other in Emacs package management approaches? Actually, I find it quite easy to create packages for Geek's, maybe because I'm quite familiar with Geek's source code, but maybe because it's not that difficult. You just open a respective model like RD packages or GNU packages in Geek's repository, and you define the package you want, and you define the dependencies you want. Actually, a lot of packages already here in Geek's, and some of the packages I package in RD and later move to the Geek's. So it's not hard to reference the dependencies and find the dependencies already declared for you. But what's more important, you can use dependencies not only on Emacs packages, but also on system packages. For example, in my Git package, you can use a reference to Git binary and predefine the path to the Git binary inside a package configuration by patching the source code or something like that. So any package that requires some system package to work can use the system package as a dependency. And it is a big benefit comparing to other packaging solutions, which can depend only ELISP packages. Do you reckon RD is currently opinionated, or is it a one-size-fits-all framework? I would say it's quite opinionated. I started from really bare-bone Emacs, and I suffered for a while and added features one by one very carefully, crafting the current state of RD Emacs. And it's, as I already said, vanilla flavored. I try to stick with Emacs key bindings to use built-in packages over external packages, or use packages which are in the same way, in a similar work in a similar manner to built-in packages. So it's not usual. It's not that user-friendly as Doom Emacs or Space Emacs. It's more like a prelude, or even more vanilla flavored than prelude. But the good thing that you can declare feature yourself, and if you don't like something about RD Emacs provided by features created by me or other contributors, you can use the features declared by yourself or by other people. And one of the plans that I have according to RD, which we are discussing on mailing list right now, is a contrib directory, which can include features provided by different people. For example, it's quite often asked to add Evil support, but I don't use Evil, and I don't want to maintain this package, but I understand that many people used to such a way of interacting with text editor. So it would be cool if someone who actually using this feature will be maintaining it in contrib directory. And this feature will be sound with all other features which provided by RD itself. And I think this way it can cover more people needs that it can cover right now. So it will fit more people, but the core RD won't be expanding its scope. It will be quite focused. How to get into RD is there already documentation and getting started guide. There is a repository on SourceHut, git sourcehut /abcdw/rd. And here you can see a very small README, which probably doesn't give you too much understanding of what is going on, but it has all the necessary links. It has a link to manual. It has information about mailing lists, which you can use to get help. It has information about IRC channel in manual. And you can join this channel and ask questions here. And of course, you can take the source code and take a look at it. And currently, we have examples. And here in examples, my whole configuration of my team is present. It's a little bit drafty. I would like to reorganize this a little to make it easier to follow. and before first release, hope I will do so. But you can use it as example build on creation, but by unfortunately there is no the documentation is not very extensive, so you can find a little hard to follow, or maybe you can find it missing some important things. But before first release, I hope the situation will become a little better. But anyway, you can always ask questions until the documentation is ready. Can you mix RD with custom Emacs init file? Yes, you can. I already mentioned it. You can just define in your init EL the statement that you load some other file and use this file as your usual init EL file. It will work completely okay, and you can have you can partially migrate to RD by using such approach, but I don't recommend this approach in long term. I already mentioned it, but having usual init EL file and managing your dependencies using package EL or straight EL doesn't cover system dependencies and other stuff, which will lead to maybe irreproducible configurations.
Just a heads up that we have about 2 more minutes of live Q&A time, and then after that the stream will move on, but people are welcome to continue asking questions either on the pad or IRC or by joining the SpeakBlue button room directly. Thanks again, Andrew.
Actually, I didn't expect to so much questions, and when I first took a look at the pad and thought, okay, those six slots for Q&A will be enough.
Yeah, it's always a nice surprise, I guess.
I hope everyone will be okay with jumping windows around, because I switch between workspaces and it may be a little too noisy.
Yeah, I think it's fine for the most part. It was a bit of an interesting thing trying to keep up the stream with it, because like by default, we maximize the speaker's webcam, but then you're also sharing your screen and sharing important details. So we were also trying to get that on the stream as well. But yeah, it was fine.
Okay, I think that there's no more questions, and we can finish Q&A section.
All right, sounds good. Thanks again, Andrew, for the great talk. As a fellow Tiling Window Manager user and GNU Geeks, former committer, but still very much enthusiast, I'm very much interested in this, so I'll definitely be checking your work out. So thanks again.
Thank you very much for organization and all your contributions. Very much appreciated.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Take care, and we'll see you around.
Bye-bye.
Bye.